A listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me, general practitioner Hamish.
GPHP at your service.
Ahoy to me, locum tenens.
Ooh, he likes to go to houses. He'll bill by the hour.
Mike.
Ahoy.
Do you know what a locum is, Mike?
No.
That's a house doctor, my friend, from the olden days.
A fill-in physician. So yes. I thought you're filling in for Jack teacher. Today.
Yeah, good, Ando. Very good.
Thank you.
The locum panel guy. Yeah. Because, Jack, as we say in the medical game, you'd be familiar with this as a locum doctor. Yeah. His wife doth have pushed out a child.
So you're on the Buzz Today podcast, Mike. Never has someone sat higher.
Oh, are you standing?
No, he's sitting.
I thought you were standing on a crate.
Why is the seat so high?
I'm actually kneeling on the seat because I can't see you guys if I'm sitting normally.
He's on his knees.
It's like he's praying
to
us.
Adjust?
I just thought, I don't know, I didn't want to disrupt you guys. You seem pretty focused.
You were speaking down into a microphone.
You were
hanging
kneeling
from the
on a high seat, but you were in the position, and people might remember that we are known as the three wise men, as brother Joseph, Jack, has his child, baby Jesus, in the manger with his wife Bianca, Mary. You are in very much a biblical kneeling position, like you are kneeling for the baby's arrival.
Well, if I sit down, I can't.
That's
I don't know,
fine.
I just don't
that's
really a have a vantage point.
That's a man sitting across from two other men.
To be honest, I can see fine.
Oh, sorry, guys.
But yeah, why do you need a vantage point?
Just to see you guys.
You're not a forward sentry.
Yeah, you don't need to have a high ground offensive firepower position over us.
There are not other podcasters that are going to storm the studio and try and use the microphone.
Sorry, I don't feel comfortable if I'm in a non-defendable position. Are you going to tip oil on us?
No, but there's...
We try and get at the buttons.
If it's okay, I'd prefer to kneel. I just feel more comfortable kneeling.
Absolutely.
Feel like I can see you better.
Yeah. You defend the Saxon castle however you see fit. We promise as Vikings that we'll just stick to the coast.
It's always fun when Jack's away. We should touch up with Jacko later on,
but he has had a child. You're on the buttons. He's on the bloody bottles.
We should also say ahoy to Jess from Texas.
Ahoy, Hamish, Andy, and Jack. This is Jess from Texas in the U.S. I just let my donkeys out of the barn, which is absolutely not a front for an illegal brewery during this prohibition era. My hope for all of us is that this ridiculous amendment is ratified by the time this upload reaches y'all so that we can all enjoy adult beverages legally and together again. And also so I don't get caught bootlegging. Okay, bye.
So sent in during the Prohibition era.
Sent it. No, the website is faster than that to upload.
Doesn't sound like it because that, isn't it, these time capsules we get from the past, which are now just hitting our servers. You hear the desperation in people's voices and you want to reach back in time and go, thank you for listening. Stick with it. You'll be able to enjoy a legal tipple soon.
Hey, we're going to move on because there's so much of the show to get through today.
Yeah.
But
we do have.
We're thrilled
have
that actually Podcast Mike is in the button pushing position because something off the top we need to discuss with you, Mike.
This has been very great chance to get to kind of dig a bit deeper on Mike related issues because people would know Mike. He ducks in from time to time, usually if there's some sort of Japanese mega franchise involved, whether it's Pokemon or Nintendo or anything related to that world. But you also do a lot behind the scenes too. We call you Podcast Mike because you used to be known as Radio Mike. You also do work on Andy Show the 100. You're really cross-platform, Mike, aren't you?
All multimedia.
Multimedia Mike.
Multimedia Mike. Okay. On the very first show we had back this year, we had things we'd learned.
Yes.
And I'd learned that you sung Green Day in your audition.
At high school.
Give me Novocaine.
Yeah, for a choral group.
Vocal ensemble.
Yeah. Do you feel like the fact that you had a half scholarship for singing at school, it's part of your identity, isn't it?
I think so. It's a foundational part of my identity, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have
been
like,
I don't think about it a lot. Just so only on this show, really, do I think about it.
You don't wake up and go, you got this. Each morning in the mirror and you go, well, I mean, oh, that paid for me. It was probably the first time, though, you could equate performing with financial reward.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then, not a lot of 13-year-olds can do that.
And then every semester you get re-tested.
Yeah.
That shocked us, didn't it? That was on the first show where you were like...
Even through your pubescent era where your voice changed, you were still good enough to receive the half scholarship.
Yeah. I was told I had a really good gear shift, which is where you can change between the boy soprano voice to a...
Pre-pubic, post-pubic.
Yeah. Right. It was, well, they called it gear shift.
Sure. You can't say pubic too much around, I imagine, as a high school teacher without it, you know, beginning to feel like you should be finding another word.
It shocked me this week, Mike, when I found out that a good friend of mine, Tyson, he's also a DJ called DJ Generic, also went to your school and was also on a scholarship for singing.
Oh, my brother knows him.
Does he? Okay.
I think.
Okay. You guys, I think he joins us now. Would you mind putting us through? Are you worried that he's going to come in and steal your thunder?
No, I'd love to chat to him. Okay. It sounds interesting.
Nice. So what do you guys call each other? Like, you know, the choral scholarship holders. Do you have a fun name? Like, you know, the semi-quavers or like, did you have a name?
Used to call them choir chums, actually. We used to call them choir chums. Choir
An exclusive, I think.
CH on choir and thought it sounded like chums, like CH on chum.
Yeah.
I guess so.
You don't have any, I don't have any chums from other activities in my life. Like, not too many. I was just at the pub with one of my beer chums.
Well, hey, Tyson joins us now. Ahoy to you, Tyson.
Ahoy, boys.
Good on you, Tyson. And we believe we've got a choir chum for you here. Choir chum Mike.
Hey, Tyson, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Really well.
Now, first question I'd like to know, Ty, is were you on a full scholarship or a half scholarship?
Well, when I first started in grade 5 in 97, I was on a quarter. Ooh. And then it moved up.
They're frugal, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. And then they've moved up to a half.
Really? So is that because you reckon they weren't getting the type of voices they needed just for a quarter offering?
Yeah, definitely. It was a scam. Like, it was a lot of work for not much reward.
Did you outperform and you were at risk of being poached by another school?
Yeah.
And they had to increase their salary cap a bit to keep you and put you on a half.
As much as I'd like to lie and say, yes, that was the correct response, no, it was just, I think they just wanted to give back to a little bit more to the boys that were doing so well, for singing for God.
Because you do... Well, and he would appreciate it. You do hear all those stories. I mean, it's such a well-worn story of, you know, there's the kid in year 6, you've got the choir scouts from another school sitting the parents down. Hey, we want to poach this chorister. There's huge money in choirs. Who do we go with?
So there you go, Mike. I wanted to see if someone had out-scholarshiped you, but no, they're all on half.
Because Mike ascertains he's stuck by this the whole time because we would say, oh, you obviously weren't that good at singing, you're on a half scholarship. And he claims, no, that is the maximum amount of scholarship that you could get for singing work. Now, can I throw another cat amongst the pigeons here?
Go for it.
I was recently at the pub with a beer chum of mine whose name is PK. Now, you guys might know PK, former head of your school, former head boy.
I do indeed.
Tyce, do you know PK?
I
do. You guys would have been similar year level.
I don't.
And I asked him, I knew this chat was coming up, and I said, hey, quick question about high school. One of our friends, Mark, was on a half scholarship. He's like, oh, congratulations. Like, yeah, good. But could you get more than that?
What did he say?
He said, look, I think you could.
But not for singing.
No, and that's what I So I pressed him, Mike, and I said, yeah, but maybe you're thinking of sports or academic.
Yeah.
He goes, no, I think you could get fulls for all available. And that's from a head boy, Mike.
Tyson, what do you think about that?
Well, considering that when you were talking to PK, it was probably in an inebriated state. I think his recollection of events might be slightly mistaken.
So some pushback here. Some pushback here from the choir chums. But I mean, a head boy, a school captain outranks the choir chums, I would have thought, in terms of testimony we can believe.
Yeah, but you can't know every scholarship, can you, as head boy?
Yeah, I think it's your job.
There's lots of us out there. So any choir chums listening, if you're on a full scholarship, ride in, prove me wrong.
Okay, that'd be nice. I'd love to see some alpha choir chum.
Do you know what? I hope people can understand what I'm trying to say here. I hope we don't get our emails flooded by people making very convincing cases. They went to high school with you guys and saying they're on a full scholarship. Okay, so that's not what we want. No. We don't want to have to be sifting through those and reading them out on the show.
Tyson, did you have to re-audition semesterly to retain the scholarship?
That is
curious. That seemed like it was a bit of a Pinocchio.
Absolutely never.
Oh.
Never at all. Bombshell. Never had to do that. It was once you're in, we were in.
Wow.
And did you go through to year 12?
Yes, I did.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Look, hand on heart, every semester, all of us. I spoke to a couple choir chums during the week and they were like, yeah, I remember having to do that.
Well, what year did you finish, Mike?
2012.
What year did you finish, Tyson?
04.
It's got more competitive.
So it's got more competitive in the 8 years.
Somewhere in that 8 years, the school's gone. Yeah. Hey, you know what's fun? Yeah. Making these guys shit themselves for their spot. Let's get him in daily. Let's get in. Let's invent words like gear shift and see how you know. Let's get in their head.
Okay. Final one, Tyson.
Yep.
If you were on a scholarship, did it guarantee your position in any other choir?
Yeah.
Or did you have to audition?
What was your quartet?
No, it was the senior vocal ensemble.
That's
not,
right.
Not a quartet.
Yeah. Senior vocal ensemble.
I thought it was like the B-sharps.
Mike reckons that he had to audition. I was saying that there's no way, if they're spending money on singers, that they're not going to include them because they look bad.
Yeah.
It's mud on their face if they don't make it. So Mike just probably got sifted through, backdoored. Tyson, is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, we didn't have to audition for the senior choir at all. It was actually compulsory that as cathedral choir members, you had to do the senior choir, which was on Wednesday afternoons. Mm-hmm. And the interesting part about
Mike's not he's fist pumping.
Vance Joy and Chet Faker were actually in the senior choir. They volunteered their time and effort. And I distinctly remember telling them, what are they doing? They're wasting their time. They're going to do nothing with singing. And
so Vance Joy and Chet Faker were at your school and neither of them were on a scholarship for singing.
Neither.
You've got to question the scouts. You've got to question the scouts. And Mike won't even pump out 3 bars of Green Day for us for the song now. Meanwhile, Vance Joy's selling out international tours.
Yes.
Chet Faker's doing well as well. The scouts are off.
They're rubbish.
Yeah. They're rubbish because look at the two guys that they did give scholarships to have gone and made a career out of pressing buttons. Mm. You got Mike pressing buttons over here. Yeah. You got you, Tyson, international DJ pressing buttons over in your corner.
Yeah, exactly.
So they understood some boys like music. and have an ear for melody, just can't produce it with their mouths. Yet other boys at the school could produce it with their mouths, and they went under the radar.
Thanks, Ty. See you, buddy.
No problems, guys.
See you, man.
Bye.
Hey, it's 2022. We haven't played this yet.
Chit me with your best chat. Natter away.
Chit chat champion.
I didn't tell Mike to have that ready. I didn't. I didn't even point to him.
How smooth
Jack's not here.
He hears these things, and that's the advantage of working across so many platforms of media.
It's just multimedia.
He doesn't get thrown. He can hear audio, but he also still knows how to navigate visual.
Yeah, and he senses
online.
Hey, Chit Chat Champions, if you out there think you're the best at small talk, we'll put you to the test and pit you against someone live on the show. Today, Yasmin joins us. Ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys. How are you going?
Very well.
Very good.
Yasmin, what line of work is it, or is it more of a social situation that you're great at small talk?
No, I worked on reception at a psychology practice, and there was a lot of small talk there, so people are usually pretty anxious when they call up or come in.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're going in to see your psychologist, it is kind of the unspoken responsibility of the receptionist to keep the vibe up.
Yeah.
You can't be having too many awkward moments with people for them to be going, oh my God.
What's your go-to question? Because you can't go, and what are you here for?
Of course you can't.
So that's what, what have you been up to? Or how have you been? Obviously, that's...
you've got to go external, don't you?
So what's your go-to question?
Go-to, usually how's your day been sort of thing. Just keep it casual, make him feel comfortable.
Yep.
It is, I mean, I had someone the other day give me I said, you know, how have things been? They're like, not great. You're like, okay, well, let's talk about that. But you're not ready. You're actually not often ready for a not great. It's really, it adds a bit more to the conversation.
Well, Yasmin, you are well equipped then. Carlo is your nemesis for today in the next 3 minutes. Carlo, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys. Happy birthday, Andy, and congrats on the SP, Hamish.
No
Carlo
need.
Carlo, he's come fully loaded. Appreciate that, Carlo. Obviously, scientifically correct of you to notice it, but I am trying to put it behind me.
Carlo, talk us through it. How come you're so good at chit-chat, do you think?
Well, fellas, on a daily basis, I cut old people's grass, so I've had many a yarn. So
you're a lawnmower. That wasn't a euphemism or analogy, was it? You go out and actually mow lawns.
Oh, that's up to you to decide, Andy, mate.
Okay.
Sounds like Carlo enjoys a bit of both. But that's good, Carlo. All right, so are you chatting to the owners of the lawns or neighbours or anyone that'll stand still long enough?
Anybody that wants to come up and have a chat, mate, I'm ready.
Gee, he really feels like he's away. Okay, yeah. Carlo, we'll put you on hold first. Yasmin, you'll be up. Carlo can't hear this. Are you ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready.
Great. Let's go. Oh, hey, Ham, did you hear that Tom Brady's coming out of retirement?
Well, I know. He said he's got unfinished business.
Oh, Tom Brady. I haven't really heard about him too much. I wonder what he's getting up to when he's getting out of retirement.
Well, coming back to play football.
He's probably coming back to play in the NFL, where he's probably the most remarkable and memorable name to ever throw a gridiron.
Oh, no, I don't know who he is.
Unlucky.
Oh, very good one. I mean, a good scramble, a good scramble for cover, but a good, I wonder what he's getting up to.
What's the name of the guy that sings up there, Kazali?
Oh, no idea. Mike Brady?
Mike Brady, sorry. Yeah. I thought you may have travelled down that path for a second if you didn't know Thomas. Yasmin. It wasn't great, but it doesn't mean you're out of the contention because
you
things
didn't
can
freeze.
Yeah, because things can go horribly wrong in this segment for people. But we'll put you on hold, and it's back to Carlo. Carlo, ahoy to you.
Ahoy.
You didn't hear Carlo. That, did you?
Not at all.
Remember, you cannot reply with a question. That's the part of chit chat.
It has to be adding the interesting next piece of conversation, and we will be judging it on just that. How much did it move the conversation on, and was it interesting?
Good luck, my friend.
Got it.
Oh, hey, did you hear Tom Brady's coming back?
Yeah, he says he's got unfinished business.
Boys, I am a massive Patriots fan. Send me to the Super Bowl any day of the week.
I love the confidence.
I can't send you any day of the week. It's on one day a year.
Love the confidence. And a few interesting elements there from Carlos. Huge Patriots fan. That's not who Tom Brady plays for anymore, but that's okay.
It's all right.
But
then
send me to the Super Bowl. I do like treating the... Send me to the, couldn't remember the name of the big game.
The two goes at the big name, followed by send me to the Super Bowl any day of the week. This is miraculous, but I think Yasmin's won.
You reckon?
What do you think?
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I love, Carlo, I like treating the people you're in a conversation with as if, like, I know we used to have a radio show, but as if they're a radio show. I want those tickets. Send me to the Super Bowl.
Look, neither of you are elite. So that's something for you both to reflect on. You can both get a token of no value.
I think it's two tokens of no value.
It was fantastic. Cheers, today, boy. Guys. Thanks
Very
so much
good.
For playing.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, podcast Mike, multimedia Mike, actually.
Multimedia Mike.
Mike is kneeling still and very high in the seat because Jack is away. He has had child.
He has.
Congratulations to him, Bianca. And he joins us now. Jacko, how are you, buddy?
Hello, team. How are you? Woo! Good to see you.
Oh, Jacko, celebrate good babies. Come on.
Isn't Mike meant to play the kind of music? Why isn't he playing anything?
Yeah, well he's no Jack. No, he really is no Jack. The studio is so organized this morning. And we came in, Carly was like, oh, Mike, did you already do that? I mean, it's really, we're like 2 hours ahead on a show that normally takes us an hour. Hey, Jack, congrats. How is everything going? How's the young fella?
He's great. He's so good. It's been a whirlwind in a chaotic few days, but he's happy, he's healthy, he's got all the ticks from the doctors, great. And we're back home again. So everything's going well, yeah.
What's been your biggest surprise?
When people say like they just don't sleep sometimes, they really don't. And I don't know why that I don't know why I wasn't ready for that.
We tried.
I just guessed in the back of my mind, I was like, yeah.
They'll have to get tired eventually. They don't.
You guys, don't you know about that thing where you like pat them and hold them and pat them and then they'll go to sleep after that? But sometimes they just don't.
And those are the moments, Jacko, where you go, oh, this thing's mine.
Yeah.
I have to sort this out. Mm. Look, Jack, I saw the beautiful, you know, you sent us some amazing photos, gorgeous picture of, you know, you and B, and she clearly done an amazing job.
Outstanding job.
You're there with your boy. It's the day one photo. I just want you to mark these words, okay? Because I've looked back at my day one photo with Sonny, who's now nearly 8 years old. I've looked back at my day one photo of my firstborn, and you will absolutely think, and you're ripe for it in your photo, you're going to think, gee, I had a lot of hair. And gee, not a lot of it was grey. I was a young man. Look at that. I was a boy. I was a boy with a baby. Yeah. And I look back at my day one photo now and I go, was I dyeing my hair? I guess I just had no grey hair.
Just some sleep.
I already felt like, hey, I've aged since that photo because I guess on the first night they sleep a lot. Like the first time they're out, they sleep like 6 hour whacks at a time. Hmm. So that was taken the next morning and I was fresh. I was like, this isn't so hard.
Yeah, got this. I thought I'd be the best at this.
I'd be natural.
I did have an inkling other parents were sucking. How are you going, Jacko, with the learning the holds of the baby? Mm. And like, are you nervous like with the baby in your arms now, or are you guys sinking into one thing?
No, Bianca's very careful with him. I feel like I'm already cavalier and, you know, throwing him up and down and moving him about.
One finger like a basketball.
Trick baby moves. They're all around the world.
How many babies had you held before this? Because Mike held his first baby 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, honestly, not many. But my brother just had a baby 9 months ago. So that was kind of a great training. I even changed his nappy. So I had changed one nappy, held him a couple of times.
You ready?
And I'm ready to go.
It's basically like, yes, we had a flat tire once. So I think I'm ready to drive Formula One. Jack, I remember one thing that's always stuck in my mind, and I actually still say this to Sonny in my head and out loud and at home, and he doesn't know why. When we first had Sonny, so again, like we're talking like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You and I live very close to each other in Fitzroy in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I reckon Sonny was like a month old. And so I was like, look, we're in a routine now. I've got him in the pram and I got like at this specific time of day, if I take him outside, he'll sleep. And, you know, if you want to catch up, let's do that. So I met you and Bianca at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I had Sonny in the pram and he had slept. He was asleep when we got there and then he kind of woke up. And I think it was maybe the first time you'd seen Sonny.
Yeah.
And you were not skilled in the way of the baby, as you mentioned, that you hadn't met too many babies. He opened his eyes. I was like, oh, look, he's awake if you guys want to meet Sonny. And you peered in these like stroller, his little bassinet, and you just went, hello, young man.
King of the kids.
And Bianca loves that. And I still say that to Sandy sometimes in the morning, like you come into the kitchen or something, and I say, he doesn't really know that I'm saying it because of you, but I always, this is stuck in my head. So I hope you're doing lots of hello, young man.
Yes, I'll bring that back in. I'm going to incorporate that again. It's a very formal way to address your baby.
Good morning, young man. Yeah, Jack's running a boarding house from the 1600s.
Yeah, Oliver Twist is in there. Hey, Jack,
you refer to me only as Mr. Pope?
Mr. Father.
Jack, of course, last week on the show.
Huge.
Or maybe a couple of weeks ago. I can't even remember now. Baby blur for me. The big ass was in play. Yeah. Let's start with the first name for your baby. What is the, we know now, but for all our listeners, what is the name of your baby?
His given name is Gordon.
Right.
Tick. Beautiful.
And his last name?
His last name?
Post.
Conventional. Go, I'm trying to start.
Yes, I thought that was good. The big ask was naming rights to the middle, in the middle, not obviously usurping Bianca's, was it granddad or dad?
Giancarlo, her dad, I believe.
That's
is that
Bianca's
correct?
Dad, yep. So he has his grandfather's name as a middle name.
So it's far, Gordon,
Giancarlo.
Now, is there any additional name alongside Giancarlo?
There is a blank space and then Post.
So there's room for a name.
Do you mean a space, like a one character wide space?
Yeah, a one character wide is in. Giancarlo finishes on the O, space, Post. No room for anything.
Are you trying to sell into Andy that space represents him?
Jacko, was it discussed?
Yeah. You know what? It wasn't even a discussion with Bianca. 10 minutes in the car on the way home from the podcast, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
I can't believe you even entertained. Were you sitting there being like, oh, hey, let me make my case? I was like, Andy, he's not going to deny, even if somehow, if Jack believes this, imagine Jack in the hospital as you went to fill out the birth certificate, if you'd went, oh, sorry, I didn't mention, but we're doing a thing on the show where for me to not feel guilty about losing something, yes, we need to slide Andy in there as well.
So the big ask is still in play.
It's back.
I'll throw this at you just on a whim then, Jacko. Your middle name. You don't have one.
You don't have one, Jack.
You can change my default. I'll pay for it.
That would be more appropriate.
No. No, only because
I don't want
the fuss with the passports, like getting driver's licenses again.
It did represent more admin for you.
This is a man that couldn't even be bothered remembering 12 words when $100,000 was at stake.
For a Bitcoin password.
So we know he's not going to fill out a form.
Jacko, will you be back next week?
I'll be back. I'll see you guys in there next week.
That's
thank you.
Oh, shame because I had the beard ready today, but now I guess I'll do some final touches on knitting GoPro's beard.
It can always get longer. That beard can always get longer, so keep knitting.
I'm more refining the edges now. Let's not get too carried away
it's
with the length.
It's barely stubble, my friend.
Jack, could you send me a picture of your hand? I'm assuming we have same size hands. Mm. Your hand cupping his ear to ear. Just so I make sure I know I've got the dimensions right as I knit this beard. Is that possible?
I'll take the photo right after this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jacko. Congrats, mate.
Good on you, mate.
See you guys.
Hey, we're about to head upstairs because Angus Brayshaw, AFL Premiership player for the Melbourne Football Club.
He's in the building.
He's in the building and he put together a special skill where he can pour wine in three different types of glasses. But they all go, the wine will go up to the same level, not the same amount, but the same level across the three glasses when they're brought back together.
Distance from table to meniscus, the word that Mike enjoyed us using a lot last time, the top of the fluid. He's upstairs, let's go. Let's pick this up there.
Look, goes up a level today, doesn't it?
This is professional.
A professional athlete in under the pressure of a special skill on the Hamish and Andy podcast.
I gotta say, right now he looks pretty good. Angus Brayshaw, welcome to the show.
Feels good too. And what's the old adage? Look good, feel good,
pour good.
Yeah.
Slosh good, slosh level.
Swirl good.
You are here for your wine skill.
Mm.
Now, you came to the show in a slightly unorthodox way by contacting the show personally to say, I'm not sure what the etiquette is on this, but I feel I've got something I can offer.
Sure.
But we've since reviewed that and we're like, it's a bit lost touch of us to just let any old, celebrity contact the show and come in.
We liked it. We liked the feeling.
We loved it. The door remains open for other celebrities. Very happy to do that. If you're a professional sports player, if you're a professional in any field, absolutely the back door
remains
open.
Not any field.
Not any field. Not any field.
I'm a top lawyer.
You're not going to find a better roof tile than me.
But if you are elite at something, like Beyonce, she can backdoor it.
Absolutely. That's been a show policy for years.
Yeah. She's got an open invite.
Yep. Standing invite.
Be careful if you reach out. If you're the best at something and we're not that into it, it mightn't give you that straight access.
True. The reason I was interested, Angus, because obviously as a premiership winning AFL footballer, hand-eye coordination is a big part of your job.
Yes.
It's true. Has to be, right? Yeah. So you're born with it, you train for it. Could we see something magical here in your special skill? Can you give it to us in a nutshell?
Less of a special skill, from my perspective, it's just a pour, it goes level, it gets drunk.
Wow. Okay, so like Superman going, hey, to me, I don't really see it as flying around. I just see it as getting from A to B. if you think it's impressive, sure. That's so just how I move. I fly.
Yeah, I pour it to the same level and we've got a few different glasses there.
So three different wine glasses. Yeah. We bought one in each. Jack was meant to be in, but he's away at the moment with kid. So Mike will be stepping in. We're going to be at opposite ends of the table. Angus is going to pour the wine. Now, we're going to make it very clear. It doesn't, not the wine, it's red wine. That'll be definitely red in colour.
That would be a reverse Jesus if we made it clear, turning wine into water.
I don't have that skill. That's not what
I
submitted.
But again, Jesus, if you're listening, we have a policy about celebrities and you're welcome to come on the show, whether you turn water into wine or the other way around.
It's not the amount. You aren't going to pour the same amount in every wine glass.
No, the same level,
it's to the same level.
Yeah.
So someone who might have a smaller glass will end up with less wine, but when we bring all the glasses back together, there'll be a spirit level, a ruler that we could run across all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Henceforth, going public with this.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to pour another bottle in peace. I'm prepared for that. I've done the cost-benefit analysis.
You may never pour again.
But that is why we salute, whether you have played sport at an elite level or you are all the people that come on for the special skills, it's why we salute them.
Sure.
And we support them because you're sticking your head above the parapets, above the castle walls, and you could get an arrow through the eyes.
Yeah.
You could also
catch an arrow with your teeth and spit it
back. With your teeth and earn a coin. and could make the king happy. So you salute the courage of all our special skills players, and you're no different. I suppose the difference here between this and playing an NFL game is that's a team sport.
Sure.
You're against another team. You're only against yourself here.
Look, before we get started, because the thing came out last Thursday, the last podcast was last Thursday, and I've had a lot of backlash of sorts.
Oh, really?
People that are speaking to me about...
Tall poppy.
That sort of thing. So there's a few things I wanted to get off.
You wrote a prepared statement.
Well, no, just because I thought of them at the time and I was like...
You've got notes.
Over the week, I was like, gee, that doesn't sit well with me. So we can just talk them out. The first one, a lot of people are... lost common touching with me because this is a wine-related skill. And
that's true.
Putting it out there. But I would say let's not discount what wine has done if you look at the path from common boyhood to common manhood.
Yep.
If you haven't had a sack of cask wine during the sack over the journey, can you really be common? So I've got this shirt here. I've been given this shirt to wear.
You were given your lost touch
that
shirt.
That upsets me because if I've still got my first goon hanging up in my room.
Okay, and, let me put this to you.
That has to be common.
How often have you done this skill with a cask?
So my second point, I just wanted to bring him up just to talk about.
Yeah, understood. Well, I mean, you demanded Grange today, so I assume.
Well, I actually spoke to Carly and said, should I get something to thank? And the boys were having me, and she said, Andy only drinks Grange. And I was like, that's a bit too much for me. H&A currency.
Yeah, H&A
coin. That's a coin you've minted.
Yep.
If I do this,
you'll get yourself.
You'll get an H&A coin.
And that buys me.
Well, on the back, it is pegged to Bitcoin,
but
you have to find your own.
We can't stress this enough. The on the back of the coin, it says one H&A coin equals one BTC because that's our feeling.
Sure.
And if you can find that in the secondary market, good luck to you. Cannot be. There is no reserve bank.
Sure. Yep.
You cannot sell it back to the show for that amount. As we always say jokingly, it is equal to one Bitcoin.
Just ticking off in my head what the lawyers tell us, and I think we've got it. We're all
good
there,
for that.
We had.
Yes. Yeah,
so one inch.
Just had an incident where someone sort of just missed the joke a little bit. And it's not, it isn't a joke. It is, but it isn't.
No, it is.
But it legally is.
Yeah. Stage is set.
Yeah.
Angus is at one end of the boardroom. Mike, you've got a glass in front of you. How are you feeling, Mike?
Feeling good and thirsty.
gosh. How often do you say that?
So you've been to a wine bar before, Mike?
I've never said that before. I just thought it fit what we were doing. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So if you go to a dinner party and you sat down and someone was like, would you like a glass of wine? Have you ever said something like that?
I don't drink wine, really. Oh, right. More of a beer guy.
Oh, well, you covered really that. Well. Often at a cellar door, people will be like, very thirsty. Can you give me...
And good.
Yeah, your most thirst-quenching wine, please.
Take us away, Angus, in your own time.
Sure. Well, the first one has to be the easiest, right?
First one's walk in the park.
Like, nice and easy.
Oh, few dribbles.
That's okay.
A few dribbles before it gets in. That's okay.
Okay.
Now, this is...
That's a nice slow pour.
This one was a little bit smaller than the rest of them, so I'm just going a little bit overs. That's not a glass I'd probably pour usually, but...
Yeah, but it was a smaller glass.
And now I'm just going to relax a little bit.
Okay.
I didn't know relaxing was part of it.
So do you normally sit back and take the other glasses in for people just listening?
Mike, just so you know, this doesn't normally happen at a restaurant. The waiter has a separate table where it goes... Just gets off the old pins for a while and rests the legs.
I tell you what, again, professional athlete...
They know when to rest.
They know when to rest. But also,
recovery is a
sizing
huge part.
Things up, Angus made his way to the right-hand corner.
Well, this is
of
where
the
chair was.
And has sat down and now is taking in his first pour.
How you feeling?
I bet he's doing a lot of calculations. Oh, mate, I'm
fine. I feel like Angus is doing? Like a magician when he does patter.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I'm just having a chat. Really, he's selecting the ace of spades behind his back.
Okay. He's picked this one up this time. I thought he would definitely pour.
Well, that is really impressive.
Yeah,
I thought what he was potentially doing is going along, getting eye level across the table by sitting down. Ooh, he's poured another one. It looks pretty good.
Pretty good. That is amazing.
I'm pretty happy with that.
That's amazing that you picked it up.
He's picked it up. Now he's having a look at the last one. He's down at Hamish's glass now. There was about
swirling the bottle. He's feeling the wine.
I'll be honest with you. This is it. It comes in. That feels good, that first one.
Yeah.
This has to be the most weird looking of all.
It is.
This is a glass that kind of, it's almost square, isn't it? Like it goes out
square
hard
bottom.
At the bottom, flanges out.
And Angus is now some 3.2 metres away from his original pour, so it would be very hard to tell how high
and
that
and
sits off the table.
And he has picked up. I just want people to understand the difficulty. He's not keeping it on the table so he can get an eye line or anything. Yeah. This is all weight, all feel, pure hand eye.
Yeah, it's just touch and feel.
Just touch and feel.
I'm in the zone, in the flow state. Pun intended, because the wine's gone. I'm about to do it.
Okay. He's going to do it. Here we go.
Here we go.
Inspects the glass. Knows his level.
Does he know the height of the stem? Hand shaking a little bit, so it's overtaking him a little bit, the pressure.
Does he have enough wine left? He does.
He does. It's a big glass.
Oh, no, he's giggled. He's giggled and dribbled.
That looks pretty good as well. How are you feeling about it? Do you want to top it up or...?
It is
I probably just have to.
A clunky way to move to pour wine back.
Topped up a little bit. You can place that down that end. This is exciting. Okay. Swing around, Hames.
I'll be honest with you, gents.
You feeling good about it? Let's move in Mike's glass onto the plinth.
Oh, I reckon that...
Oh, that's criminal! Wow.
1 centimetre over.
Wow, it's like the Three Bears.
Oh.
And that's pretty good. 2 and 3 are pretty close.
The bigger glasses were the...
It was missed it by a mile.
I've missed that first
You kicked it out in the full.
That is. It's almost a different game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it close to double the amount?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I know what I'm looking at. There's no way that's not a pass. But let's point out the...
We can go into the excuse-making phase if you
Absolutely,
want.
Absolutely,
yes. We're now in the excuse-making phase.
Let's just look at the glass. I point to the glass size.
You'd never have a glass that small
in
your life?
You and I, Ando, are lost touch.
Yeah.
And we don't drink out of probably glasses that small.
That's tiny.
That's a thimble, isn't it?
Yeah, so that might be against it. Look, Angus, no coin for you.
That's
we
right.
will give you a token of no value.
Are they the same... That guy can't be the same if they're called tokens of no value.
No, we'll
no, they're not. They have no value. Absolutely no value. You can attach value to it at a later date, sentimental value.
But not. We won't remember it.
It doesn't come with any preloaded.
Sure.
No.
It's like a prepaid SIM that has $0 credit on it.
Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Absolute pleasure, fellas.
It did look good.
I'm happy with the big glasses. Devastating.
And we've had a lot of fun today.
Yeah, well done, by the way, Multimedia Mike. Still kneeling high as
I like it when you bow your head and clasp your hands because then it does look like praying.
Still the highest vantage point we've ever had someone press the buttons.
We hope you've been able to see threats before they arise from your vantage point. And we thank you for not using it to rain down too much, too many punishments upon us.
Mm. You're welcome.
I think you've done a great job in this show. Mm. And not just this show in particular, but over the whole period.
Yep.
You're a special guy. And I know that we often get you in on a whim. Mm. You know, you're sort of, you're someone like, oh, the thought pops into our head and we go, Mark would be great for that. It sort of occurred to me the other day, we're doing this whole three wise men thing for Jack. We're all making him presents. You know, we've done plenty of stuff for me and Andy before on the show.
We've actually got to give out your certificates because it was, I couldn't believe it.
Huge demand for those.
Huge demand for your certificates.
But again,
we'll do that in future weeks.
A great example of Mike's selflessness because he's doing it for the listener. You know, anytime we've needed, you know, a Pokemon question, a Harry Potter question.
Yep.
Touch typing, all these skills, you know. It's not just to
get... Egg boiling.
Egg boiling, well, you know. Yeah, outside the studio, he's using it to get...
That was his only mark on his... He couldn't boil an egg.
But the rest, you know, the Pokemon, the Harry Potter, all the, you know, all the babe impressing stuff.
Yeah.
he's got it. But, and I thought, we've never actually done something for Mike.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And I saw the beautiful effort you put into the certificate and I was like, you know, he's done Photoshop. I want to get something for Mike.
It's amazing. Mike went home and told me he'd done this.
And I said to Andrew, like, what are you thinking? And
he's like, this is awesome.
Beautiful, mate. And it's like, yeah, it's not the cheapest.
Yep.
But he's worth it.
Yep.
I organized a bespoke thing. That's why it's taken a little while. I actually wanted it for the start of the year.
Oh, cool.
But it is a statue of you from a company that actually makes bespoke kind of like bobbleheads.
Yeah.
And I'll let you unwrap it.
Awesome.
Be careful here.
Okay. I'm just grabbing it now. It's covered in a lot of paper.
Be really careful. That's Mike. And I thought, what does Mike like? Mike likes bike riding. Let's get a bobblehead of Mike that you can have on your desk. That's from me and Andy.
Yeah.
And we went.
I don't love bike riding. Where'd you get that from?
Oh, you like to ride a bike?
I've got a bike. I ride it occasionally.
There we go. I hope we got the model correct on your bike.
It's really nice. Thanks, Hamish. That's
there we go.
This is really generous.
How's the likeness, do you reckon?
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't have blue eyes, so I don't know why the eyes are blue.
Might have been lost in translation. They might have sent them a low-res photo. But yeah, that's just from me. That's just from me and Andy.
What's the joke?
No, there's no joke. Can't some friends give another friend a beautiful bike statue on air?
It looks so much like mine. It says Santa Cruz on the bike.
Is that the kind of bike you own?
No, I own a black bike.
I have a Santa Cruz bike.
Okay. So this is a bobblehead of you that you had made.
No,
that's why it has blue eyes and look. It actually does. It sort of does look like me. So like you could get away with it.
So much like Mike.
It does look a fair bit.
If it wasn't for those damn eyes, we would have got away with this.
It looks more like me than Hamish, except the blue eyes.
Damn those eyes.
For the past like week on the run sheet for this show, it said question for Mike. Is this the question that you're giving me this?
The question is, do you agree that we're great friends for organizing this personalized statue of you?
No, I think you've re-gifted this. Someone gave this to you.
I'm in shock because
it's so much like Mike.
Haim rang and said, someone made him a bobblehead.
Well, do you know what? While we were filming the later season of Lego, my birthday came up and then they were like, what can we get Haim? And I ride my bike into Lego. And they're like, let's get a bobblehead made of
Mike
him.
On one of Hamish's bikes.
So the crew, I hope they haven't put too much money. Like, I would be very disappointed to find out people put more than $5 each in for this thing. Anyway, took a few weeks to make, comes back. And the guy organizing it goes, oh, mate, we got you this thing for your birthday. It doesn't look anything like you. It's terrible. I opened it up and I went, gee, it really doesn't, but that kind of looks like Mike. And I was like, I wonder if we could get away with giving Mike this on the podcast.
It looks, that's why I got the giggles. It looks so much like Mike.
It looks a bit like me.
It is like the closest. It actually looks a lot like me. Exactly. Yeah. There are bobbleheads of famous actors, Thors, Dwights from The Office stuff that look less like that. Looks like Mike.
So true.
That's a limited edition Mike bobblehead.
So really, the only thing you got to do, Mike, is just up your bike riding game.
Can I have your bike, the red bike?
You can't, but that's a real gift. But if you up your bike riding game, it's kind of up to you now to grow into the bobblehead. it's done its job. It can't it can't be you anymore. Now you've got to be it. So you've got to get a red bike and wear, I guess, they kind of look like denim shorts. I don't know where they got.
Can you get us a photo of your best replication of that stance on that red bike, and we'll prove that it looks exactly like you?
Yeah. I might paint the eyes brown.
That's a nice idea.
Brown.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. You might have to go to one of those, like, what's that game, like the Dungeons and Dragons game, like where they paint their figure. You can get you know, like Warhammer, like I think it's Warhammer, like those brushes that have one strand for painting tiny models.
Yeah.
Go and get one of those and paint the eyes brown.
Yeah. Bill it back to us for the brown eyes.
Because hey, man, we'll shout your small brush. But that is amazing, isn't it?
It's really cool. I'm going to put it on my desk.
Mikey,
thank you so
Mikey
much.
On a bikey.
Mike's bikes.
Be likey.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.